The start of the Yukon Quest is less than 2 weeks out, and a key pre-race milestone, the food drop, was held Saturday. Mushers dropped off bags of food and supplies to be delivered to checkpoints along the 1,000-mile race trail. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports.
In the early afternoon, veteran Yukon Quest musher Sonny Lindner pulled his truck and trailer into a parking lot in South Fairbanks to unload his drop bags for this year's Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race. This will be his seventh Quest run. Lindner says he hasn't packed anything out of the ordinary in his drop bags this year.
There's mostly dog food, and then a little bit of people food and foodies, runner plastic.
The race starts in Fairbanks this year and travels southeast to Whitehorse, Canada. Like Lindner, Fairbanks musher and Quest rookie Paige Drobny says her drop bags are mostly filled with dog food.
Well, I guess I felt like I kind of knew what I wanted in there. I've seen a good portion of the trail, and so that makes it a little bit easier to know what to pack, but I definitely overpacked as a rookie, just not knowing how the dogs are going to be after, you know, a certain amount of miles. So I definitely packed a lot of dog food.
But for Brent Sass, there's at least one people food item he won't mush without.
Candy bacon.
You couldn't leave the candied bacon
no,
this year?
No, no. Gotta have that stuff.
Anything new?
Frozen raspberries. Good stuff. I'm looking forward to eating those out there. And got a few new things for the dogs.
Josh Horst is the race manager for this year's Yukon Quest.
And it's a really fun day. Today's an exciting day for us. You know, we get to see all the mushers for the first time. It's sort of the culmination of a lot of work coming together.
Today, Horst directs more than 20 volunteers. They organize the drop bags on wooden pallets labeled with Quest Trail checkpoint names, Central, Eagle, Brayburn. Bags can't weigh more than 40 pounds. They're all clearly labeled with the musher's last name and the checkpoint where the bags will be dropped off.
It's sort of up to their strategy, right? You know, they don't want to carry more down the trail than they need, but they also want to make sure they have everything that they do need. So a lot of it just comes down to them.
Preparation is important in the Yukon Quest, but so is efficiency. Paige Drobny is confident she'll find her bags among those of all the other mushers out on the trail. A long tentacled stencil is spray painted in hot pink above her last name.
It's a squid. Our kennel name is Squid Acres Kennel. I did my master's degree studying squid, and it's about the only thing that I have left of that. So we put it on all the drop bags.
Food drops also happened at the same time in Whitehorse. In 2 weeks, 25 mushers will set out from Fairbanks for the 29th running of the Yukon Quest. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.